The Revelstoke Visual Arts Center has another exhibit for locals to enjoy. The exhibit will be running from March 14 to April 14, 2024. Ventilate. When you enter the gallery, you will likely be drawn to the canoe hanging from the ceiling. The artist who created the piece is Karen Tominga Patton. Her exhibit is called Ventilate, and in her artist statement, she says that it expresses the hopes and thoughts of people of diverse location, history, and experience. Tominga Patton's pieces come from both her interactions with the world around her and moments of introspection as she sits in isolation at her easel. She says that it is within these moments of dialogue and reflection that familiar ideas and assumptions takes place, and paradigms are questioned. This can be seen in her pieces such as Treehugger, where she acknowledges the benefits the extraction of resources has had in the development of British Columbia, but also the need to pivot and accept a paradigm shift for the longevity of the province. Treehugger, one of Tominga Patton's pieces, is on display at the Revelstoke Visual Arts Center. Lauren McNeil, Revelstoke Review. Tominga Patton hails from Smithers and describes her years teaching high school visual arts as informing her current work and driving her imagery. The grass is greener. Artist Tracy Pishik offers viewers the opportunity to explore the beauty of the cannabis plant. Pishik accomplishes this through what she describes as hyper-realistic plants in her body of work. Besides showcasing the beauty of these plants, Pishik's exhibit aims to destigmatize the plant. In her artist statement, Pishik noted that cannabis function in alleviating chronic pain and inflammation to aiding in the treatment of anxiety and epilepsy, cannabis has proven to be a valuable resource in the medical field. Pishik currently lives in Kelowna and is working on breaking into the Okanagan art scene. Pishik's work aims to destigmatize cannabis. Lauren McNeil, Revelstoke Review. Recompose. Haley McIntyre's work dives into the topic of Alzheimer's disease. Recompose is a metaphor for what McIntyre calls a physical interpretation of the brain. In her artist statement, McIntyre describes her work as dark, surreal, and disorienting. That applies imagery of a tangled and decomposing yet hauntingly beautiful forest as a metaphor for the inside of a brain as it succumbs to age and time. One of the main questions her work poses is the dichotomies that are presumed when it comes to the topics of life and death, light and dark, beautiful and ugly. McIntyre hails from Invermere and has a background in geology and currently works as a science illustrator. Recompose explore dichotomies of life and death. Lauren McNeil, Revelstoke Review. Smoked. Sarah Lawless's body of work explores the meaning behind smoke. Through her ceramic creations, Lawless's exhibit, Smoked, shows both the damage and beauty behind smoke. While the word smoke may have a negative connotation to most British Columbians in the aftermath of fatal forest fires, Lawless also demonstrates the cozy side of smoke, such as smoke coming from a chimney bringing warmth to a home and the calming scents that come from the smoke of burning incense. Lawless describes Smoked as a series of earthenware ceramic vessels, exploring humans' complex relationships and cultural associations with smoke. Lawless is an accomplished artist, having received many accolades, and has worked with world-renowned ceramic artist, Wayne Nahn. Read more. Curlers came out for Revelstoke's Bonspiel tournament.